This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and today, let's just jump right into the show.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long-distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong, and that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single-family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
Don't miss out on mobile home opportunity. Here's How to Find Deals by Paul Moore. Some investors are living under a cloud of shame over their investing strategy. Now, how could someone think an investment is something to be ashamed of? Nevertheless, a small number of investors have quietly lived under this cloud for years. That time is done for mobile home park investors. The stigma surrounding mobile home parks. Mobile home parks, MHP operators, used to feel inferior to other real estate investors. There was a stigma attached to this realm, with despicable terms out there like trailer trash. People thought these investors were nuts to own and operate a park catering to these tenants. This has changed dramatically over the past 5 years. Analysts from Green Street are even saying that mobile home parks are the darling of commercial real estate these days. The popularity of mobile home park investing has truly skyrocketed. Bigger Pockets' own Brandon Turner wrote about mobile home park investing in Forbes. He is investing heavily in MHPs because of the difficulty in finding fairly priced options in other sectors. Plus, for various reasons he outlines in that article, which you can find a link to at biggerpockets.com. Why and how to find mobile homes for sale. There was a popular strategy promoted in decades past by Lonnie Scruggs. It involved buying used mobile homes and leasing them out. It seemed to work in the past, but most MHP operators run from this strategy as fast as their legs will carry them. Learn more about why at biggerpockets.com. We have a post there explaining this. But today, knowing how to buy mobile homes is an important skill needed to increase the profitability of a mobile home park. Why? Because the park's value is a ratio between the net operating income and the rate of return. More specifically, value equals net operating income divided by cap rate. Mobile home park investing, by the numbers. If an MPH operator acquires a 100-space mobile home park with 60% occupancy and an annual net operating income of $200,000, the value would be about $2,500,000. $2,500,000 equals $200,000 divided by 8%. What if they decide to fill 30 of the 40 vacant lots with paying tenants? Assuming no other charges, this could raise the net operating income from $200,000 to $300,000. 50% increase in occupancy, 90 divided by 60 equals a 50% increase in income. $3.75 million equals $300,000 divided by 8%. But let's say they bought the park with 66.7% debt and 33.3% equity. With the value of $2.5 million, that's about $1,666,500 in debt and about $833,500 in equity. At the new value of $3.75 million, the $1.25 million gain in equity translates to a return on equity, $1.25 million divided by $833,500, of 150%. The leverage takes the asset appreciation and multiplies it by 3 times, 1 divided by 1.0 minus 0.67. So, a $100,000 investment in this park would be valued at $250,000 at the asset level. And this is before any other improvements or cost-cutting measures. So here are the benefits of raising occupancy of a mobile home park. In addition to higher income and value, of course, there are other benefits to raising the occupancy of a mobile home park. These include, 1. When you add new mobile homes, they raise the quality and appearance of the entire community. Placing a few new homes near the entrance will increase the drive-by appearance. 2. You can create a higher rent standard with new tenants, who will get the market lease rate. It raises your income level and the expectation for current tenants that there will be future increases. 3. A higher total income allows you to increase payroll and thus hire a better manager and maintenance staff and reinvest in the community. 4. Agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac love to lend to mobile home parks with surprisingly favorable terms and rates, but they first want to see certain occupancy and quality standards. 5. If you want to sell your park, higher occupancy and higher standards will attract more buyer competition, a better purchaser, and a higher price. You may even attract an institutional buyer who will pay more than most purchasers. How to find mobile homes for sale for mobile parks? There are a variety of ways to find new and used homes for mobile home parks. Buy new. There are great financing options for park owners to purchase new mobile homes. For example, Warren Buffett's 21st Mortgage provides financing for park owners while they look for a tenant buyer and up to 100% financing for mobile home tenant buyers. As a park owner, you can shop for overstock mobile and modular homes that you can acquire at dealer cost. Become the dealer. When you become a dealer, you can buy new homes directly from the factory. This can save significantly on costs, and it will open up the opportunity to sell a few homes to outside buyers. You also can sell homes at a discount to tenant buyers in your park and make a profit along the way. Drive for dollars. You can drive, or have staff drive, through other area parks to look for FSBO, for sale by owner, signs and mobile home windows. Then you can make a deal to buy the mobile home and move it to your park. Plan to pay cash on the spot in exchange for the deed. If needed, go to an escrow agent's office to get the cash and sign the deed. Park closings. When other parks are shutting down, you can sometimes arrange to move their tenants to your park. You may be able to save on moving costs in bulk and fill up your empty spaces. Paying the cost to move the home is usually a big win for park owners. See the value formula we mentioned earlier. In the example, 30 spaces translated to $1.25 million in value. That's over $41,000 per lot. You can move the home and pay the tenant a signing bonus and still be ahead financially. Craigslist and other websites. Many are surprised by the number of mobile homes that are listed on Craigslist. You should expect a mixed bag of older models that have been renovated and are move-in ready and mobile homes that need a little bit of love. Popular real estate marketplaces like Zillow also have mobile homes for sale on their websites. The ever-reliable Google is a good place to start a search too. The MLS. The multiple listing service, MLS, always has a few mobile homes for sale listed. A requirement to access the MLS, of course, is being a real estate agent or broker. If you aren't one, you can easily partner with a licensed broker or agent. FEMA Homes. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has contracts to pay mobile home manufacturers to build mobile homes for emergencies. Hurricanes and floods can displace large numbers of people, and the government often steps in to help. For example, Hurricane Katrina displaced over 1 million people in the Gulf region in 2005, and at least 114,000 households were moved into FEMA trailers. After these emergencies, the government auctions off these homes at a steep discount, and they are usually not very old. Lonnie's Homes. Some MPH owners attempt the Lonnie's Homes strategy of being a landlord. As noted earlier, this means buying used mobile homes and leasing them out. While it can work for some people, you may find it labor-intensive and unprofitable. However, if this is for you, locate someone using this strategy, make them an offer on their mobile homes, move the homes into your park, and sell or finance the homes to new tenants. Current tenants. When an existing tenant wants to sell their home, you or your manager can assist them by providing a buyer from your waiting list. You can pre-screen buyers who have called in or applied to find the right buyer. By being in the middle of the process, you can set the lot rent at the current market level. This prevents you from playing defense after the home seller has told them about their lower rent. Targeted digital advertising. Geofencing is a way to target Facebook or Google ads to specific locations. Let's face it, not every park is well run or ethically managed. If a park has many deservedly unhappy residents, you can geo-target that park and advertise a move-in special. You may need to pay for the move and perhaps even give a signing bonus, but, as noted earlier, it could be worth it. There are MHP operators who pay up to a $15,000 bonus designed as a college fund deposit. That's a pretty cool way to get new and happy tenants. Facebook Marketplace and eBay. Facebook Marketplace is a treasure trove for all sorts of things, and it couldn't hurt to check it out to find mobile homes for sale. eBay can be another great source as well. Newspaper ads. There are still newspapers. And of course, they are also online. The tenant population of mobile home parks is often older, and they still place for sale ads for their mobile homes in the newspaper. Classified trading newspapers are good sources too. Mobile home park operators should keep in mind that one of the best ways to earn more income is increasing occupancy and adding more mobile homes to your park. Today's podcast has given several ways to achieve this. The key is to have multiple sources to acquire mobile homes. If you look at the math and consider that being an MPH owner is the right choice for you, you may soon see your business offering a big return on investment. All right, another Thursday episode done and dusted. If you're getting something out of this, please let us know. The best way to do that is to leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us improve the show, and 5-star ratings help us climb the charts and reach more people with this valuable information. Thanks for doing that, and I'll see you tomorrow right here in the same place.